All right, I've been talking about Tefillah Tzibur. It's in the Sefer Rav Shechter on Tefillah, and we've done a bit already, but let me just briefly go over. We said that there's a Yerushalmi. We know there's a concept of Shomei Ka'onev. If I hear somebody recite a bracha, and I have a mind to be Yotzei, he has a mind to be Motzi me, I'm Yotzei with his bracha, let's say by Kiddush, Havdalah, Kriyas Megillah. Many places in Halacha we have Shomei Ka'onev, but then we said there's a Yerushalmi that says in three areas I can't be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'onev, and the three areas I cannot be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'onev are Birkat Hamazon, Kriyas Shema, and Tefillah. Benching after the meal, reciting Shema and Tefillah. And with Birkat Hamazon, the way that, and this is Rav Shechter takes it from the Rav, it's for Birkat Anen, and I cannot be Yotzei with Shomei Ka'onev. So then we said, if that's the case, so how am I Yotzei with Hamotzi? Let's say a person makes Hamotzi at the meal. So we said the Rav has an idea of Bracha B'Chabura, that if we form a Chabura together, it means we form a unit together. It's like we incorporate each other together. It's like if we sit down bikvius, everybody reclines together. When today we don't recline anymore, but if I sit down bikvius, you all sit down. We have in mind that we're having a formal meal together. That creates enough of a binding everybody together. That's a bracha b'chabura. So bracha b'chabura is different rules of the road for bracha b'chabura than Shomei Ka'onev. So Shomei Ka'onev, even if I should always answer amen to every bracha, but even if I don't answer amen, I'm Yotzi with Shomei Ka'onev, when it's Shomei Ka'onev. But bracha b'chabura, b'davka, I have to answer amen. And we said, where do we know this from? So the Rav learned it out from the from Har Grizim and Har Eval. It says, V'yanu kol ha'amva amru amen. That the whole Tzibur was at Har Grizim and Har Eval, and they all answered amen. So for that you need an amen. And we went through other nafkaminas as well, and then Birchas Hamazon Bezimun also works in a similar fashion. That according to the Rav, the Mezamein has to recite the whole Birchas Hamazon out loud, even though everyone's reciting it silently to themselves, because there's a separate Birchas Hamazon that Yotzei Bezimun, and that has to be said out loud, and that's like offered on the corporate entity. All right. Now we're moving up to Tefillat HaTzibur. So the Rav has this idea between about Tefillat B'Tzibur and Tefillat HaTzibur. So the Rav wanted to say that Chazar Sashatz is also similar to Birchas Hamazon. That Chazar Sashatz, even though the Takana was originally Lahotzi Misha'eno Baki, if a person isn't familiar with the davening, so he could be Yotzei, or theoretically he could be Yotzei his Shmona Esrei with the Shlich Tzibur, but the Rav felt it was a different aspect to it, and that's Tefillat HaTzibur. When I listen to the Chazar Sashatz, I'm included in Tefillat HaTzibur, a tefillah that's being offered on behalf of the whole Tzibur. It's like a korban on behalf of the whole Tzibur. So it's stated this way, in other words, the Chazar Sashatz takes on a whole different aspect. If it's Tefillat HaTzibur, so it means that there's a part, even though I daven my own Shmona Esrei, there's a part I still need that Tefillat HaTzibur. I need to be part of that Tefillat HaTzibur. Not just like going by, you know, if you haven't heard the Shema, the Chazar Sashatz of Yotzei. So it says that the Rav was very careful. Well, first with Anias Amen, that's the first Yisod. So we said that with when I'm doing this here, this with if it's a bracha b'chabura, b'davka, I have to answer Amen. So the Rav was very medayek, let's say on Rosh Hashanah. So we know that there's Tkiyat Ol Seder Brachot. So ideally you should hear the shofar, but not just hear the shofar in conjunction with the brachot of Musaf. We know we have Malchio Zichron and Shofrod. So the Rav was only medayik to hear every word of the Chazar Shashatz, and then to say Amen at the end of the bracha, but to hear say Amen only at the Sof bracha. In other words, like a lot of times, you know, like you'll be in shul, it's Melech HaKloris, Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim, so Mekadosh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. Like you don't hear the last word. So he's been dying to hear the last word in such a fashion to be Yotzei the Brachot, the Tkiyot Al Seder Brachot. Alright, now, so the Rav wanted to say there's two concepts. There's Tefillah B'Tzibur and Tefillah HaTzibur. Tefillah B'Tzibur, there's one obligation that I have to say my Tefillah together with the Tzibur. And that I'm a Kayim, what's up?
What did Tefillah HaTzibur to say Baruch Hu Shmo?
So the Rav would say, don't say Baruch Hu B'Shemo. In other words, the Rav sheet says, you don't say Baruch Hu B'Ruch Shemo. Most poskim say, you do say Baruch Hu B'Shemo. The Rav held, you don't. So again, the tefillah bit tzibur, there's a mitzvah for me to say a tefillah together with the tzibur, and that when I say my tefillah block, I'm yotzei. But in addition to that, there's an aspect of tefillah hat tzibur. I have to be yotzei the tefillah, from the whole tzibur. And he says here that this was the first shiur that the Rav gave in the yeshiva in presence of his father Ramosha when he came to America from Europe. And the Rav came, I believe, in 1932. So his father Ramosha Soloveitchik, who was the Rav's Rebbe, the Rav got most of his learning, I think all of his learning, from his father Ramosha Soloveitchik. So the first shiur that the Rav gave before he became a Rosh Yeshiva at YU, he that was on this topic. Okay, let me just do a few more lines, and then we're looking for shkia, and we'll wrap it up. So now there's a Shiltei Giborim at the end of Rosh Hashanah, and Shiltei Giborim quotes the Riaz. It's Reb Shaya Achron who quotes it, his grandfather, the Tosos Rid, Reb Shaya Detrani. So he says, and this is sort of like a proof that corroborates what the Rav is trying to say, which is why he quotes it here. So the Tosos Rid says that the Am Shibasado, sometimes you have people who aren't in shul, and they're not able to come to shul through ones. So the Tosfos Rid says that they could be yotzei their Shmona Esrei with a tefillat hat tzibur. So if I would say Shumecha Ona, it's a zero, right? If I don't hear it, it's a zero. But if it's tefillat hat tzibur, I could be yotzei because I'm part of the tzibur and I can't come. It's onus with the whole thing. It's a little bit like, remember we did by Hamotzi. Remember with Hamotzi. Remember the Ramah. We did this last week. The Ramah says if I'm part of this chabura that's having the meal, and the Mavarek says Hamotzi and eats it, and then I have a conversation, I'm still included in that bracha. If it's Shmei Ka'onin, I'm mafsik. I'm not yotzei. But if it's with this idea of bracha b'chabura, so I'm yotzei. Anyway, so the idea is that it's the like relationship between tefillin and the korban tamid, so it's very different than tkiyat shofar and kriyas hamegillah. That requires the person's presence to hear it. All right, he's got more on this, but I think we'll have to leave it for today at this. Okay, any questions, comments, thoughts, anything we did?